The following is copyrighted by PFSmedia.com. The views and opinions expressed are those of the speaker presented and not necessarily those of Primerica Financial Services. It is intended for training purposes only and may not be distributed to the public.
Okay. First off, I want to start this thing out and just let you know a couple of things. One is to be out here and talk to you all is, for me, kind of more than anything, you know, you say, well, I don't get compensated for it. The truth of the matter is I have been compensated for the last 5 years as a result of what the people out here in California have done. And when we get started today, I just want to let it be known that I totally believe that you're at the right place. I mean, if you could ever get involved with a group of people, this group is the group you want to get involved with. It started back about, a little over 5 years ago. Some of you can probably relate to this, but I had been in the business. I've been in PFS now for 11 years. And in Fort Worth, how many of you all were at Fort Worth? Anybody go to the Fort Worth meeting? Well, I had been in the business, that was about 5 years ago. And matter of fact, it hadn't even been that long. It was 4 years in December. And we walked into that meeting. My wife was our baby was born a week later. All right. And so anyway, she went out there. The doctor told her, don't get on a plane, and she wanted to go. And so we went, and then the Friday after Fort Worth, our little girl was born. And I got out there and had been to California and met with some of the people out here about 6 months before then, and had started working on our business and started implementing some stuff. And I got my $50,000 watch at Fort Worth. All right, so my daughter was 4 in December, and I got my $50,000 President's Council watch. Now, for a lot of you, if you're newer in the business, that's positive. But for me, I was embarrassed. You know, I thought, man, I wish I had nobody here, you know, because then that way, at least if I got the watch, none of my people knew how pitiful, you know, I was doing. And so it was kind of an embarrassing type time, and some of you may be able to relate to that. But anyway, about 3 or 4 months before that, I'd spent some time with by the pool. I just happened to be one of those kind of people that anytime you win a contest, I go snag the people that are doing the best. And I wear them out and eventually get all the information I can from them. And I'd met Gary McCrumman and Hector and at the time Rick. And Gary said, you ought to come out to California and see what's going on. So I came out. Next thing you know, I went out there, and Gary kind of plugged me in, and then eventually got hooked up with Hector and Rick. And then over a period of time, the Youngers became good friends of ours. And then Chris Howard. And I visited out here. I've flown, I guess, between the last 4 or 5 years. I've been out here 6 or 7 times. See, a lot of you don't realize what an opportunity you have in the leaders that you have right here. I live in Tennessee. I get on the plane to come out here. So don't worry about having to drive across town. What about that? I mean, you're the luckiest people on earth when it comes to getting, I mean, you've got the best leaders. I just want to say this morning, this is not doing it because of the fact, you know, that sure, I don't get paid anything out of this. But over the last 5 years, I've been paid a ton, and more than that, your group has been the group that has saved me because we were in a bad state of affairs. And I just want to say one thing: stay focused and listen to the people that you're working with. You got the best people out here all the way. And so this morning, what I'm going to do is I have tried to put in form every single thing that we do. I mean, there is. If anything is left out, it will be totally by accident. I'm going to try to tell you every single thing because I feel like, I mean, that's the least I can do to be able to do that. This last month, in the month of February, we were paid $73,000 in the month of February. I made $51,000 the year, 4 years ago. You understand that? $73,000 this month. We had an in from securities, and we'll talk about that, but I'm not telling you any of this. I think this morning I'll be a message of hope. What about that? How many of y'all agree? I mean, that's pretty, I mean, if you can, I mean, we were in, on one side, I mean, in the last 5 years, I mean, it's been a dream come true. But, you know, to kind of put it in perspective, in the month of October, November, and December, we made more money than we made the entire year of 1991 in each month. And then we had an interesting thing happen this last 2 weeks ago. We had the largest single security sale that has ever been made, okay, as far as I know, probably in the company. And we had a sales leader that closed a $7.5 million investment. And so anyway, we $2 million of it went into the variable annuities, and the other $5 million went into an assortment of mutual funds, and he went full time in June. He's been there. Now, last June, y'all, hold on, okay? So he went full time last June, and he's getting he has averaged about $2,000 a month. You know, so he's been doing well as a sales leader. He got licensed last April, and he's getting his watch this month. His the fee that he's earning off of this is over $40,000. All right, so if you're wondering whether or not he can, you know, if you can make any money on investments, you can. Okay, if you don't believe, call down there and talk to Eric, and he'll tell you that. But the one thing I want to do as we get started, and then I'm going to get into this, tell you first off, none of this stuff will work if you don't go to work. You got to get your mind made up. I mean, I'm going to give you everything you need to know, but I've got people in Nashville that, you know, they're in my base shop. I tell them this. I say, if you take everything I know, everything I do, a lot of it I know you've got better ideas, but if you take all the bad stuff and all the good stuff, right now I'm at about almost $600,000 in income. But you know, and I tell people this, and we got a big room right in here. If you don't go to work, though, all this information doesn't mean nothing. You realize that? I mean, if you don't get focused and go to work, I will say this. What we've done in the last 5 or 6 years has been totally a matter of staying focused. I mean, I can tell you that I have been on track for 5 or 6 years. Prior to that, I wasn't. So I made my mind up. A lot of you today, when you come in here, securities is not the answer. I think securities is an answer to a lot of your situations that you need. You need something different to go along with just what you're doing, a new spark, a new dream to where you can get something happening, but you got to go to work. And so anyway, what I want to do is I want you to take as we go through, and first off, I want you to write down right now how much income that you have earned in the last 12 months, if you have some kind of idea. Just write it down, and I'm going to kind of wake you up to how this thing works. So let's assume, I don't know, that you made $30,000. Some of you are saying, income? Wait a minute, what is that? All right. So let's say you made $30,000. What I want to do is I want to give you the potential on the front end of what $30,000, if you've made $30,000 in the last 12 months, I believe that you should pick up another $12,000 just by the fact that you start adding investments to it. I think you should make at least 40% of your income, all right, through the investment side. So about 40%. All throughout my organization, we've done that. Last year, we were paid $499,000, all right, out of our total income. I was paid $170,000 from securities. So you can, and it's like that all the way throughout. So anyway, just add that to it. Then, so that puts you to about $40,000 if you were making 40. 30, you're making 42 now. Now I want you to add one more thing. I want you to add another 25 to 50% to that. And that's going to come in the form of better quality business, better referrals, where your insurance business is increased as a result of doing what you're doing. So now your $30,000 income, I really believe, is a $60,000 income. I believe that realistically, if you'll plug in, you'll double your income right off the bat. So if you're making $200,000 a year, assume after today, if you'll implement, you'll make $400,000 a year. So this is what we're talking about. We're talking about an opportunity to really get your business going and get some stuff happening. Now, first off, when we go through this thing, I want to talk about your own personal finances. See, one of the things that we do, if you really get right down to it, is we talk a good game, right? But the fact of the matter is this, if you're not, what I see within PFS, one of the number one problems I believe that we have going right now is people are not saving money. And I'm not talking about people, not our customers. In a lot of cases, we do better for our customers than we do for ourselves, right? I mean, so to begin with, we got to talk about doing the things to get our own finances in order. Now, I believe that if you don't get your own finances in order, you can forget it. There's no chance that you're ever going to get big in this business. I mean, if you're out there spending everything you make, you can just forget about it. It's never going to happen. So anyway, the first thing that we got to do is we got to work on our personal finances. Now, I believe that the way you really get people committed to you is you do something that's value added. I mean, we've been talking a lot about that. If you've been to the ownership academies, I believe that'll tell you. But value added is things that you do to provide the customer something that, in fact, they don't get from anyone else. But in a lot of cases, it doesn't cost you any money to do it. To give you some examples of that kind of thing, what is the number one problem people have right now? They're in debt, right? So if you can show them a plan to get out of debt, what have you done? And I'm not talking, I'm not talking about a smart loan. I'm talking about a plan to get out of debt permanently and get control. See, the smart loan program is fine, okay, but that's treating what? It's treating the symptom, the problem. It gets a little bit deeper. And what is the problem? The problem is people are spending more money than they make. They don't know how much they're spending. And as a result of it, they don't even know if they're spending more than they bring in. And so one of the number one things that we've been doing, and this is something that we find people are terrible with, is setting up a budget. Now, I'm going to give you a plan on setting up a budget. You know, one of the things that we have done over a period of time is we've saved a lot. I've saved a lot of money. I've saved about $500,000 in the last 4 years. And when you're able to do that, your whole life changes. And how did we go about doing it? Well, about 6 or 7 years ago, we started getting on a budget because we had to. You know, after a while, if you keep spending more than you make and you get in debt and all this kind of stuff, you start having problems and it just doesn't work. So I'm going to give you a quick little plan. And if you'll show this to your customers, this is something that is the beginning of the foundation of getting your business going. Now, I know this is not, you're saying, where's the securities come in? See, if they don't have control, guess what they can't do? They can't save any money. See, I go in, I do tons of $500 and $1,000 and $1,500 per month bank drafts. You wouldn't believe the number of people that will invest $500 a month. You say, well, how do they do it? Well, let me give you an example. What's an average car payment? $300, $400, $500 a month? Well, if they didn't have that, what would they have? $500 a month to invest. So what you got to do, you got to work it. Let's work on the problem rather than just the symptom of the problem. They're in debt. They don't have any money. So how do you set a budget up? Step number one is you take your income. And I'm going to show you something that, number one, had I been shown this 10 years ago, I would have eliminated about 90% of my fights in my marriage. I mean, seriously, it was crazy. So anyway, take your income, and any giving comes out of that. Taxes come out of that. Then after that, you have your fixed expenses. Now, what are your fixed expenses? These are things that actually you would write a check to and mail it. That would be your house payment, your electric bill, all the things of that nature. But these are things that you would mail. You with me on this? That you would mail. So now from that, you're also going to have any payroll deducted plans are going to be in there, your bank drafts, all this kind of stuff. That falls in the fixed expenses, so saving money and that kind of thing. Step number one is you got to come up with what we call a put-and-take account. The put-and-take account is an account that you set up. There's three ways you save money. Anytime you teach people about saving money, you got to save in three areas. The first one is you got to save for future purchases. Future purchases, and the FNA does a good job at this, but future purchases keep people from being in debt by setting aside money on the front end before it happens. The next thing that you have to have savings for is an emergency fund. And then the third thing is wealth building. So when you're talking to people, this is something when you're talking to them about getting their personal plan in order, talk about this. Step number one, what about the future purchases? Things come up on a regular basis that we don't plan for. What are they? Well, Christmas comes along, right? And we don't plan for it. I mean, it's not as if it isn't going to be here, but Christmas comes along and we don't have any kind of plan. And car repair, right? Vacations, all the different things that are going to happen, car replacement, you know, license tags come up, right? Clothing, all these kind of things happen, but they don't happen on a regular basis. So the first step we recommend to people is this. If they have a credit union or they have some kind of a you know, bank account, whatever it may be, have X number of dollars pulled out in order to set aside money on the front end. So when these things come up, so let's say, for instance, that they want to have a $1,200 Christmas. So they need to be having $100 a month drafted right out of their account into a savings account for Christmas. And then when Christmas comes along, what happens? They pull their money out and they've got Christmas handles. So step number one is you got to have that. All right, so put and take account. A lot of people will spend $500 or $600 a month just on things like this that we don't do. Now, how do you go about setting this up? Go through your checkbook for the last 6 months. Take a look at it. See where your money's going. And then everything that doesn't fall in fixed expenses falls in this other category, right? And then start looking through it and see where your money went. What you're going to find is this. You're going to say, wait a minute. Something's not right. I had $4,000 in income. I take all of these fixed expenses out. I've got $2,000 left. And then I find this out, I've got $1,400 after I do this. So now you say, well, wait a minute, where's all my money going, right? From there, we go to the weekly cash plan. And here's the weekly cash. The weekly cash is no checks, no credit cards, cash only. And this is for all the things that come along that happen on a weekly basis. My wife and I started doing this. We put this together. And we started with $256 bucks a week. She had $200 bucks a week. I had $56. Now that was not, okay. Everybody likes that. But the point is this. About 7 years ago, we were in debt. We had credit card debt. We had car payments. And I was miserable. I mean, you think about this. If your true goal is and your aim is to become financially independent, don't you think maybe that one step would be to not finance dinner, all right, and your shirts, you know, and all that kind of stuff, and the vacation you went on last year, okay, and the toys that the kids have already outgrown? Does that make sense? I mean, I kind of got sick of that. I mean, some of you may not have gotten sick of it yet, but anyway, so we went on this weekly cash plan, and we did the $200 a week. It was cash only. So at the beginning of the week, she took $256 bucks, wrote a check, cashed one check, gave me $56 bucks. She had $200 to run the house, and off we went. Well, at the end of the week, on Sunday afternoon, somebody might come up to us at church and say, would you like to go eat lunch with us? I mean, we're going out to lunch, a bunch of us. You want to go? And we'd reach in our pocket. And when we reached in our pocket, it was real easy to tell. If we didn't have any money, guess what happened? We didn't go. But here's what ended up happening. For the first time ever, we had control of our spending. And so it was real easy. If people wanted to know, so how much money do you spend? Well, we spend $256 bucks a week. Well, how much did you spend the last 6 months? 256 times 26 weeks minus what's in my pocket. We had a plan in advance on how to handle our money. And immediately, guess what happened? We eliminated all of our debt. We quit writing checks because, see, when you write checks outside of your fixed expenses, this is how you manage your checkbook. You say, well, can we afford it? I don't know. How much we got in the checking account? So then you look and you write the check, and then you go out to leave the mall, go out to your car won't start. And then you find out it's $300 for the alternator, and you have to run down to Firestone or whatever in order to put it on your credit card because you didn't plan for it. Does that make sense? One of the number one things that we have in our country right now, politically speaking, is what's the number one issue the presidents are talking about? The budget, right? I mean, that's it. Yet, as people in America, how can we even point, okay, at the president? When in fact, everybody in this room, and I was the same way, is spending more than we make too, right? You know, I mean, ask yourself, are you spending more than you make? Do you have any debt? That's all you got to know. So, no, I'm not spending more than I make. I'm paying all my bills. No, the fact is you're just paying your payments. But, I mean, if you start looking at your net worth, heck, most of us in here, we're spending more than we make. So anyway, this is a foundational tool on getting people in order. See, when I got in this business, I started looking at it. I said, I want to have a long-term business. Ultimately, I want to build a retail referral business. What is a retail referral business? That's where I'm at the office, they call me, set appointments, and come to me through my secretary. Right? Now, how am I going to do that? Well, I got to look at it longer than just what's happening tonight when I go into the home, right? So if I put them on a plan that's right to where they're truly getting out of debt, they're truly getting themselves in order and getting control, guess what they're going to do 6 months or 2 years from now? They're going to come back, and you say, does that work? Well, I have a retail referral business at this point. And when I say that, I book, all I do, I only take, now get this, I only take 4 appointments a week. That's all I take. You've got to come in at either 11 o'clock on Monday morning or Thursday morning or 4:30 on Monday afternoon or Thursday afternoon. You book it through my secretary, and referrals come in, I say, 4 to 6 weeks in advance booked from people calling me. Now, why do they do that? Well, they do it because we went and did stuff like this. See, if you go show somebody how to get control, and then they don't have an argument with their spouse, right? And now they've got some stuff happening. Then they get to a point where they start having some money because they're out of debt, truly out of debt. No, they didn't refinance their debt. They eliminated it. Does that make sense? Now they're on a plan. They got a plan to where they feel like, hey, we're moving forward. I get letters written in. Think about it. How often do you get letters from your customers thanking you for doing that? And people refer me on this kind of stuff more than they do on insurance. I promise you that. How much value is that to people? Oh, it's just all the value. Does that make sense? That's the edge. That's the difference that separates you. You show them a plan. We've used, if you look at the FNA, the debt, it's called a debt snowball is what that actually is, where you apply line the debts up smallest to largest and pay the payment and then add the next one. We've been teaching that for about 6 years now, the debt snowball. And you know what? People get out of debt. You know, by lining up their debts and get totally out of debt. So anyway, by doing that, you start developing a referral business. Now, what you've got to do on the front end is you've got to get your own personal finances in order. That's it. That is the first step if you're going to go out and sell investments. I mean, one of the reasons that I believe that I didn't move my business forward on the front end is because I was always living week to week, no matter what I made. Hey, if I made a lot of money, that's good. If I had a big income month, that's good. We just spent it all. All right? And then if I had a bad income month, I was starving to death. I can tell you how much money we spend. I know in advance. We spend it on paper before the month begins, and we have systems to keep up with it. How would you like to have known how much you spent in the last 30 days? Right? See, sometimes you got to do budget cuts. You go through this stuff right here and you say, well, no, wait a minute. When I add up everything I spend, I've got $4,000 in income, but the fact of the matter is that I got $5,000 going out. What do you got to do? You got two options. One is you got to have a budget cut. And if you can't stand that, you got to make more money. But the bottom line is that you got to spend less than you make. Is that a simple little rule? That's how you save money. Talk to your customers this way. Suddenly, guess what they start thinking about? They start thinking about saving money. See, the car dealers have come up with the ultimate plan. They believe everybody in America should have a $350 car payment, right? They have even convinced people, okay, that that's just part of it to the degree that they're going to be in debt the rest of their life. Think about this, though. Why do people not invest money? Why do people not invest $300, $400, $500 a month? Because of the fact you hadn't got them to want to invest $300, $400, $500 a month. See, the car dealers have figured it out. What do? They convince you that by buying this car, what's going to happen? Life's going to be better. I mean, I drive an older car. It's funny. I paid $6,500 for my car. I bought a Mercedes 3 years ago. with 90,000 miles on a Mercedes 190, paid $6,500 for it, and still got it. I am going to get another car, I think. I don't know. I'm going to get me a new one. I think I'm going to get an 89 or something. And so anyway, but the point is that, you know, you start thinking about it, people are convinced of that, aren't they? Now, what if you could show them a plan to where, hey, they can get out of debt, get on a budget, start saving money, and then they set aside $500 a month over the next 10 years, and they'll have $100,000 in 10 years. In the picture? Now they start wanting, they say, hey, wait a minute, I want this stuff. This makes sense. I want something like this, right? So step number one, you got to get your own finances in order and start giving some value to the customers. You'll start seeing some things happen. Now,